Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. We're talking about album closing tracks today, and so I was wondering, what's your favorite last song on a Wingtip Slowed album?
Patrick, I guess I'd say all of them. You know, when it comes to Wingtip Slowed, I always like the last songs. Okay, Patrick, what are you drinking today? What do you got?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, Jim, because I have the Firestone Walker Mind Haze IPA. And a lot of people who listen to this podcast on a regular basis think, you know, that's where my mind is all the time. So I feel like this is perfect in a haze. So Mind Haze, yeah, it's quite good. Beer before glory. That's what their slogan is.
All right. Well, I've never really achieved glory, so I'll. But the beer part is, you know, that's pretty common with me.
This is California.
Okay.
It's from California.
All right, cool.
So Firestone Walker, good stuff.
I bring this up, by the way, I don't know if you ever heard of this beer that I have here, but it's Lite, L-I-T-E. See that? There you go. All right.
Yeah. yeah.
I bring this up because here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I bring this up because we got some gifts of liquor.
We did.
You know, spirits, hard liquor, alcohol.
Yeah.
From some listeners. And they sent it to us because we just had the 1,000th episode last week with Rick Nielsen, by the way. And you should go back and listen to that if you haven't.
It was fun.
Really fun. But some listeners sent us bottles of alcohol for the occasion.
They did.
And I know in my house... they delivered to me a bottle of like 12-year-old scotch, I think it is.
I got one of those too.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
And then also I got a bottle of Weller's bourbon. It's like a wheat bourbon. It's really interesting stuff.
Huh.
I'm excited about that. I'm going to leave the scotch. I'm not going to touch that for now. I'm going to save that for some special occasion. And I got to tell you.
Episode 2000.
and just to let the listeners know, it's a very rare thing in my house that a bottle sits untouched. So this is how much I appreciate that. I'm going to leave that there. It's in a box and everything. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like a velvet box.
The Weller's I already broke into. So just to let you know that. But anyway, I got this note here and I think you got one too. It says, congratulations on 1000 episodes. Thank you and Patrick and the team for building such a wonderful podcast and community. We thought you deserved a drink or two, and it's signed by Nick, Phil, Rob, Steven, Mike W, Mike S and Matt. So thank you very much. All of you, listeners,
yeah,
we appreciate
totally.
It. You really didn't have to do that, but you know, I'm not complaining about it either.
Yeah, no, me neither. And if you did do it, you might want to get some psychiatric help. also, and I was saying, Jim, before we turn the microphones on, I got a printout here of some amazing statements that listeners have, listeners and really community members and interns have sent us, and I'll make sure that you know, the appropriate people see these and they go in the file. So we have the transcript of everything. And am I still talking? But one thing I wanted to say was that Matt Windler, Intermat, was really instrumental in organizing this gift. And we want to thank him very much. And I just want to read a little something from the note he put together, Jim. And it really means a lot to me because it says, and I quote, "I consider you guys and all the listeners to be that cool older brother sharing his musical knowledge. I've discovered so much amazing new and old stuff from the pod. I feel very lucky to play some small part in it. And I just think it's so cool that you guys interviewed Dan Magnin because I pushed him on you." So
we did that once. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Thank you, intern Matt. We didn't even know about that guy. And he turned us on to him. And we went backstage at DC9. And that guy was so generous. So great. And, you know, it was fun. So that's just one small example, folks, of what we do.
So we so appreciate that. I also want to give a shout out here to Niklas Nygaards out in Sweden. He sent us a gift certificate to Bandcamp. So for the 1000th anniversary. And so I guess you and I have to fight over what portion goes to each. But anyway, we'll work that out. And
Which portion will go to Wingtip Slope?
So there you go. So thank you for that, Nicholas. We really appreciate it. He had a really nice note in there, too. And it was just really, really, it's great. And again, he's a listener in Sweden. I mean, come on. You know, how does this happen?
Crazy.
But anyway, we had that. And then a couple of things I want to mention here for the 1,000th episode. One is that if you haven't already, find on Spotify the Suburbs Pod 1000. You can just type that into Spotify and the search, and that'll come up. Or you can go to suburbspod.com. We have a little article there with the link.
Yep.
But that's a playlist that you and I put together of 1,000 songs that we think, you know, listeners of the show
it's
might enjoy.
1,000 songs. We each thought of 500 that we could think of at the time. And I don't think either of us consider it, you know, to be some sort of definitive statement. It's just 1,000 cool songs. That's all it
is. Don't read too much into it. Don't go in there and be like, you left off my favorite artist, whatever. It's just just enjoy it. Just play it, whatever. Because
don't call us about the 1,000, folks. Yeah. It's just for your enjoyment. Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, I could even pick it apart, you know, and I put the thing together. So it's like, that's
and
not
we
the point.
Have.
That's right. You're like, oh, why did I put this song on instead of that one? Whatever. It's not the point. We did it. It's a
right. And we didn't put what on there.
So anyway, check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's really fun. It's over 60 hours of music. So just put it on shuffle and let it, you know, take you away.
Well, what I was thinking too, Jim, you know, late on a Friday night, if you just want to, you know, go on a sleepless bender one weekend.
Go for the whole weekend.
You know, at song one. Yeah. Just shuffle it. And for 64 hours, you'll be awake.
That. One other thing too, and this is so cool, and I don't quite understand how these things happen, but for the first 999 episodes, you listeners have heard as our theme music this tune called Ascension by Quart Jar, which is a band out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and we got to know them a little bit when we did our old show, and when we were looking for theme music for this show, you know,
First band we thought of.
I asked, do you guys have anything that would work? And Randall, who's the guitarist for the band, he was like, I got this little riff that I've been working on. We're making this little instrumental out of it. And he sent it to us, and we were like, perfect. And so that became the theme music. So then, out of nowhere, a month ago or so, this other band we've gotten to know lately, a band out of Indiana called Frank Muffin, they sent us a cover that they did of that song by Quart Jar. And so we just thought, okay, and I cleared this with Randall. He's cool with it. But we just thought, you know, maybe for the now that we've hit this milestone, let's change things up a little bit. So that's going to be our theme music for the foreseeable future, the cover of of the theme, right?
And because it's so Suburbs Pod that you can't even make it
so
up.
So there you go. So now you've got two versions of this this song available, and by the way, and so please support those bands if you can. They're both on Bandcamp, Quart Jar.
Oh yeah,
Quart Jar and Frank Muffin. So check them out. All right.
Absolutely.
Now, one last thing before we get into today's topic, give shout out to a couple new patrons that we have. So one of those new patrons, by the way, is the band Frank Muffin. They're now a patron of the podcast.
Fantastic.
And also we got a pledge from Jesse Jackson.
The wonderful Jesse Jackson.
Not the civil rights activist, but the podcaster from Texas who we've met before, Jesse Jackson.
Super nice
and
man.
And then also a pledge here from a guy named Daniel Hamilton. And I'm trying to look and see where he is. Give me a moment.
Is he the third string starter for the New York Giants?
Is that right?
And he's playing because everyone else is out? I don't know. I'm asking.
I mean, it could be, right? So
I don't follow the NFL.
Daniel Hamilton is from Plant City, Florida.
Wow.
So there you go. So we appreciate that. And if anybody else would like to help us out with the show, you go to patreon.com/suburbspod and you can get all the info there, and you get some bonus stuff with your patronage. So there's all that.
I'd say the value's, you know, fair. It's fair value. Yeah.
And I think you were like over there coloring or something, just so people want to understand what the background noise is.
That's Sorry about that. I'm working on some original art for Jim for Christmas. Oh, right. And it's a very large piece. All right. So I've got to work on it.
Okay. So I think that is all the standing business that we have. Old business, right? Now we got to get to new business on new the business. Agenda here. So today we're going to do a fan mail episode. We are really behind on a lot of this stuff. A lot of this... correspondence concerns topics from like months ago, and one of them that I thought would be good to get back to today is we did a patron episode, by the way, with Tim Hoffman a while back on closing tracks of albums, great like album closers, right? And we had a conversation on that, and he put together a whole playlist on it, and you can go back and find that episode. I thought it was a really good, fun conversation, right?
Quite excellent and a good idea, you know. Maybe not so much in the ages of streaming, but such a great idea for our favorite stuff.
So we got a couple comments here on that, and let's start here with a call.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. This is Scott from Waymore, which is Kansas City South. Oh, and interns. True, Jim and Patrick. Hello, interns. I listen every day, just not in order. To give you an example, I just listen to the Beatles, the week of the Beatles, week of the Replacements, week of the Who, and I really enjoy the week of Bruce Springsteen and Queen, though you haven't done it yet, but it's going to be really good because of how I listen to it. In regards to albums with codas, last songs on the album, I have to mention Neil Young. First, live or Rust Never Sleeps with Into the Black Out of the Blue, and then also Freedom, I think, is the other one, has a great coda where he repeats the opening song in a different way. And finally, I'm going to mention The Doors, The End, which is unlike any other ending song. I think The Doors may be the most overrated band, which is another topic for a show. And finally, I'm the guy that sent you the Starkweather CD. A band from Kansas City in the 1990s that disappeared when they were just about to make it. Thank you for the show. Love it.
All right, there we go. So a couple thoughts there from Scott about album closers. First off, I want to let Scott know that we did once do a Bruce Springsteen week of shows, and that was... it wasn't a countdown thing, though, like some of those others. It was where we talked about five different albums, and we did one album a day. So
that was fun. With Snyder, I think, right? Or who did we do that with?
Yeah, with Mike Snyder. So we did that. So,
and I'm glad to have cleared up the mystery of the Starkweather CD. I've been listening to that a lot. I have it in my small CD rotation, so thank you, Scott, for that. And I'll tell you this. You know, here's the band we've hardly ever talked about on our podcast, Jim. 1,000 episodes, The Doors.
I know. Okay, so you want to start with that? So The Doors' debut album ends with the song called The End. Is that a great album closer?
It's an amazing album closer. It's like pretty unforgettable. I mean, you know, depending on how you feel about The Doors, but at the time it came out, and I think at the time they made it in 66, you know, and... what was it? Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison were like film students at UCLA. You know, it was like 65, like a pretty happening time. And they put together a really dynamic band. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I listened to The Doors a lot in like junior high school, and I liked them. And I think they're very, very important in any understanding of American rock and roll. And I love a lot of their music. I mean, if you put on like The Doors' Greatest Hits, I would love it all night long. So,
okay.
Am I still talking?
Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake, he's old and his skin is cold. The West is the best.
So there's one that Scott mentioned. Yeah. And the other thing he mentioned, which I think is pretty interesting, is the Neil Young dynamic of putting like opening with a song on an album and then like closing with a different version of that same song. Right.
Yeah.
So Russ Never Sleeps has My My Hey Hey Out of the Blue as the opener. And then the closer is called Hey Hey My My Into the Black. Right.
Man, I had that album on 8-track, I remember, and man, it's a great record. It really is, super loud. And then, you know, that raises the whole question of what's a song cycle?
Right.
And, you know, how do you, you know, is 10 songs the perfect poetic form?
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, we have plenty of material for the next 1,999.
That's right, folks. That's right. And then he mentions Neil Young's Freedom, which we talked about this a little bit on when we did the Neil Young 80s albums episode, which might have been in the interim here in between. But we talked about the fact that Rockin' in the Free World was sort of like the big single from that album. And if you bought the album, you don't actually hear it until the very last song, although you do hear opening the album, an acoustic version of it. It's like this.
True.
It's like this sort of like, wait, what is this? That's odd. Like, where's the song I want? And it's all the way at the end, right? It closes out the album. Right?
Yeah. True. I mean, you know, I think anyone who's been to a writing class knows that you have to state your theme early and then, you know, remind the reader when you wrap up what you're talking about. So, similar kind of a concept. Very smart. Thank you, Scott.
Yes, so appreciate it. And then we also got a comment here on Facebook from Doug Farrell. I believe that's Captain Doug in Wisconsin.
That's right.
He says, great topic, great show. Thanks for mentioning Winter Sleep, Tim. I became a fan about 15 years ago when I saw them open for the Tragically Hip. And then he says, my picks for closing tracks are Train in Vain by The Clash and the 11 minute 28 closing title track from the Hatters 1995 album, You Will Be You. It's a rocking closing jam that moves into a beautiful piano ending. Perfect. So there you go.
Wow. That's fantastic. You know the Hatters? Man, no, I've never heard of that. I got to check that out right now. And also I'll just say Train in Vain. That's a great shout, but it was a hidden track.
Right.
And so that's really interesting too. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of a whole different
concept. That's very interesting because they, you know, they like added that song after the album art was printed and all the packaging was
They wanted it to be last, but or maybe
that's
where they, amazing.
Maybe that just made sense of, since they couldn't be printed on the album jacket, then just
possibly
make it last because then it won't mess up the order that you see there right?
That's
so
right.
So it ended up being this closing track that ended up being a huge, you know, a, kind of a breakthrough, breakout hit for The Clash,
it
at
did.
Least in the U.S. Yep. And then I just find that to be really fascinating, because here you've got a song with a title that is not referenced in the lyrics of the song,
right?
And also not printed on the album packaging.
Oh,
so imagine how confusing this must have been.
I never thought of that
to American listeners who heard the song and was like, go into the record store and be like, what's that song, Will You Stand By Me or Stand By Me or whatever? And they're like,
right,
what are you talking about?
And, and for many people, the first Clash song they heard.
That's right.
So
you didn't,
fascinating.
You didn't Stand By Me. What is that song? I want that song.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. I just want the song. Wow. So interesting. Thank
you,
Captain.
All right. Cool.
That was
all
cool.
All right.
Man.
So that's it. That's it on the closing tracks.
Great.
We're going to do our best to get caught up on more of the correspondence this month as much as we can.
Yeah. And remember, folks, you know, just because you have a thought at a certain time and it doesn't get addressed on this podcast until 5 months later doesn't mean it's not amazingly great and we need it, because we have 1,999 shows to fill up. So keep sending in your thoughts when you think of them.
All right. All right, let's get out of here. Tomorrow we're going to do some November new music.
New music?
People like that. All right, so let's do that. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. The Wellers I already broke into.